Hey love, all right, so today I want to talk to you about how to build your dream career in just 90 minutes a day. So whether you're in a 9-to-5 job or you're raising a family or you just don't have a lot of extra time on your hands, this is gonna be a really important mini training for you. And if you're like me and you just really wanna live your life and create a life where you're present with the people that you love and you have time to travel and be in nature and you know, do the things you wanna do with your life and not be a slave to your job, this is also going to help you really know where to focus in order to see results right away, okay? So, how do you start a business? How do you really work on your business while you aren't devoting 100% of your time to it? Okay, these are the key areas to look at. Number one is you really want to get clear on your mission. Why do you do what you do? What moves you? What breaks your heart in the world? Why are you doing this work? That is the number one thing that you need to start with. Even if it takes you months of journaling and you're filling up journal after journal after journal, getting clear on the contribution that you want to make to the planet, it's worth every single second. Because when you build an aligned business, really aligned with your highest purpose and your gifts and your skills and your talents, your why is going to be that thing that really supercharges everything that you do. Because look, I'm not gonna mess around here. Building your own business, really taking the entrepreneurial path, carving your own road, it takes effort. It takes a lot of energy. It takes persistent and consistent showing up. And if you don't have a mission that moves you, that makes you wanna get out of bed in the morning, it's not gonna be strong enough to have you make it for the long run, okay? That's why people build these beautiful fancy websites and then they end up going out of business a couple years later. Honestly, all the glitz and glamour doesn't matter if you don't have a mission that's really aligned, okay? So that's number one. So even if you're in your current job right now, journaling, getting surrounded by people who you know motivate you and inspire you, following me on Facebook, on social media, on Instagram, following other people that have what you want is super important so that you're surrounding yourself with the energy of what you want to create and knowing that it is possible. That's number one. So the other thing that you need to think about is who do you want to work with? And I know a lot of business coaches lead you through exercises to do this. Who's your ideal client, your ideal client avatar? But the way I teach this is really simple. You want to think about who needs what you have and who's willing to pay for what you have, okay? So if you don't know, if you're just starting out and you don't know who you want to work with, your job right now, every day, is to reach out to people and ask them if they'll have a conversation with you. The fastest way to grow your business is to have a real, authentic conversation with the people that you think that you might be able to serve and help, and ask them, what is it that you really want in your life that you haven't been able to get? Or if you're working in the health sphere, you know, what is it that you want for your health and your body? If you're working as a relationship coach, you know, what is it that you really want in your relationship? If you're a business coach, what is it that you really want in your business? You get the point. So you're gonna ask friends, family members, colleagues, say, hey, would you be willing to sit down with me for 30 minutes? I'm either, you know, just starting up my business or I'm refining my offers and I would love to get your input. I think you'd have some really valuable insight on the work that I want to be doing and putting out into the world. Would you be willing to sit down with me for 30 minutes and share your perspective on things with me? People love getting asked for their opinion on things and to be listened to really intently. So when you do meet with those people, you're going to ask them, you know, what is it that you want? Also, what's been holding you back? Yeah, what's been holding you back? What's stopping you or slowing you down from getting there? What have you tried that worked for you in the past or didn't work for you in the past? What is your dream solution? Okay, and so rather than spending those 90 minutes a day thinking like, who am I? What do? You're just gonna decide like, this is what I wanna do with my life. And then you're gonna go out there and you're just gonna start talking with people and really serving them, listening to them, hearing their stories. And only then will you be able to develop your offers and what you're gonna be selling to your potential clients and customers, or if you're already in business, your next level offerings, Okay, so that's a good place to start. Once you develop a rapport with your ideal clients and people that you have a sense you could help, then you're gonna create an offer that solves their problem. I know this sounds obvious, but if you don't have an offer in your business, you don't have a way to make money. So offers are the things that allow you to monetize your business, okay? Monetize your passions, your skills, your strengths. So if you're an interior decorator, your offer might be something to help people revamp one of the rooms in their home, or it might be an hourly session where you provide your feedback and consultation, or it might be a month-long immersion where you help them go deep into the construction phase of their home and help them pick out all the features. Okay, so your offerings can be retreats, ebooks, they can be speaking engagements, anything really that allows you to make money. If you don't have a way to make money in your business, you don't have a business, you just have an expensive hobby, okay? The other thing you need to think about with your offers and designing your offer is how can you solve a problem for your ideal client? How can you solve a problem? How can you get them from point A to point B? Okay, that's gonna be really important. And if you're like, I don't know how to do this, I'm just getting started, I can definitely help you with this. This is my specialty, to help you develop offers and programs that really feel like magnetic to your ideal clients, that they read them and they're like, yes, that's what I need, that's what I want. But truly, you can do that by starting to really listen to people, understanding what they're gonna need in order to get their problem solved. And then your system, right? Your offer is just the simple steps to get them from where they are to where they want to go, okay? Once you have those things in place, you really have the foundation of your business, okay? So if you only have 90 minutes a day, you're gonna focus on building your foundation. Because once you have those key pieces in place, then you're gonna have more clarity, you're gonna have more confidence, your energy is gonna be aligned, and you're gonna be able to start doing your work in the world, okay? And if you're already in business and you're thinking about, all right, how do I grow my business in 90 minutes a day? Don't have a lot of time. You have a few core things to think about. If you already got your mission and your clients, you get, you know, your website set up, you got your offers, you're ready to hit it, then here are the things I want you to think about. Number one, how can I serve my current clients powerfully? How can I serve my current clients powerfully? You don't need a fancy website, you don't need all the bells and whistles, marketing funnels, and all that jazz to build a really powerful, successful, sustainable income. I built my whole business to six figures online just creating real, authentic relationships with people and getting really good at helping them and getting their problem solved and getting them where they want to go. I have a great track record. So you really want to serve your clients powerfully. If you are not taking incredible care of your clients, and you're off trying to think about how you can make your next YouTube video, you're missing the point, okay? Focus on what's in front of you, surprise, delight, give your clients and customers the best possible care that they can ever imagine, and you will not have to suffer to find clients again, because they're gonna refer everybody they know to you and to your services. Number two, how can you bring in your next client or customer? That's it, okay? Every day in 90 minutes, how can I surprise, delight, really stoke out my clients I'm working with? And number two, how can I bring in my next client? So that might be posting on social media, offering a free call. It might be setting up a workshop. It might be reaching out to one of your amazing clients who loves and respects you and say, hey, I have a coaching spot available. Do you know anybody? It could be reaching out to people on social media and just helping them out, going into Facebook groups, serving people, really offering value. So I want you to think about it like this. It's not like you're just looking for sales and bringing in the next client to make you money. It's how can I constantly be in the vibe of being of high service to those I work with and those that I can serve in the future. All right, so there you have it, my friends. How to build your business in 90 minutes or less a day, whether you're just starting out or you've been in business for years. So I would love to hear what you thought of this video. Is this helpful? What are you gonna take from this video and apply to your life and your business this week in order to see results? Remember, clarity comes through action. You need to take all this insight that you've learned and put it into action to see a result. As always, I love you guys so much. I love hearing your feedback. Feel free to email us at info@chrissyleonard.com. If you have feedback, if you have an insight from this video, or if you need any support, I'm here for you. All right, I'll talk to you soon.